scriptures this morning. Comes from the book of James. James, first chapter, I want to read to you from the 21st verse, starting. When you find it, say amen. James? Nobody found the book of James yet?
Amen.
But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his own word. And again, Lord, we thank you. We ask you, Father, just to take this word, use it, O God, as you would see fit. Lord, that you would bring the message, and that, Lord, it would accomplish here this morning exactly as you would have. For it's in the name of Jesus that we ask it. And amen. The words that I have read to you are quite familiar to everybody. It's a lesson for we as individuals in the church. It is a lesson for us that we hear and we react. He says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness, superfluity, naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. The Word of God, as we read from week to week, probably most of us read a little bit every day, and it is able to lead us to eternal life. I have a little thing that I read, and I thought it was kind of cute. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. But it seems as though that a family, an old man and a wife, lived way, way back in the mountains someplace. And this was evidently a long, long time ago, because they had no contact with the outside world. They didn't know of all the things that were going on in the world, which were probably better. But as they lived back at that time, like I say, they was blank. They wasn't caught up with all the modern stuff. But here come a family in a camper, coming out of the modern world, coming out of the city and going out and camping down near the creek below their house. And they camped there for several days. And when they got done, they packed up and left. And the old man was curious. So he walks down and sees where they camped. And they left a lot of stuff. You know, campers, sometimes they accidentally leave something. But he found there in some of the stuff that they lost, come here. He'd never seen a mirror. Now that's strange, isn't it? But he had never seen a mirror. But he picked up this mirror and he looked into it and he said, I didn't know that my pappy ever had his picture took. He looked at it and he just kept on looking in there. And he was so amused with the thing that he took this mirror home and he went in the house and he hid it up in the loft. And as he was hiding up there in that loft, his wife caught it. She just looked fine at him doing this. And she watched him where he put it. And pretty soon he went out doing something outside. And anyhow, he left the house. And boy, as soon as he went out of the house, up there she went to see what he had hid. And when she went up there and she picked up that mirror and she looked into it and she said, so this is the old hag he's been chasing. We sometimes, when we look, and this scripture this morning pretty well goes along with that. But he says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. We listen to sermons every week. You listen to me. I listen to God. We all listen to what he would tell us. And we sometimes we hear these things, we read these things in our scriptures, in our Bibles, and it really touches us. It does. It causes us to be aware. And we judge ourselves according to what we've heard. The scriptures that we've heard, we can it can point out how we fail, and sometimes how we sometimes slip up, or this or that, the other thing. And we just love to, as these people in the mirror, we like to read that scripture and say, boy, that does fit you exactly. Just exactly what that she needed to hear that this morning, didn't she? Yes, sir. She needed to get. You might need it too.
Oh no, I'm perfect.
We hear these things and we take them to heart, but we always want to lay it to the feet of somebody else, don't we? That's human. Oh yeah, I could. And as we hear these messages, sometimes we get convicted. Sometimes we'll listen. Sometimes we'll actually hear it with a spiritual ear and allow the Spirit to speak to our heart and know what we need to do. We need to, hey, there's a little something there in my life that shouldn't be. I need to change that. And we really get, and we get our ears gets hot and all that, you know, we get to feeling like, you know, he's getting right next to me. Better hush up there, preacher. We hear these things. And we do not react. We hold them. And once that preacher shuts up and be quiet, we all walk out the door and relieved. Glad that's over with. We got out into the world, we go back out in there, and we go right back into the same place we were when we came. Actually, the scriptures that we read, the message that God spoke to us, didn't do us one bit of good. He says he compares it to a man as he looks into a glass
and sees a reflection of himself, and he walks away, and he can't remember what he seen. Is there any artists in the congregation this morning? Any of y'all paint?
I draw.
You paint? You paint? You draw? Let me ask you a question. Is there anyone in this house that could paint a picture of yourself?
Not
without, I'm not talking about looking into a mirror. No. Just from memory. What do I look like? Well, you know what? It's funny, but you can't even start. You wouldn't know where to start painting or drawing your own self. You wouldn't. How quickly and how many of you people stood in front of a mirror, especially you women, and primped and primped and primped this morning, looked for every little detail, every hair, every this and everything had to be just right, and all this up, am I right? We all do. Men as well. Yes, we all do. It has to be just to do. And if there's anything there that ain't quite right, boy, we do everything in the power to make it right, don't we? We make it just exactly right. And we walk away and can't remember what it even looked like. You can't. You could not walk away from that mirror and paint your picture. You couldn't do it. You forget it. That's right. That is odd, isn't it? How that works. Same way with the scriptures. He says that we see it and then forget. When we open a book and read of the scriptures, we get a message. It directs us exactly, tells us what to do. We look at it and we make it just look so. It is no question. There isn't a question in our mind of what it does speak to us. You can read in the Bible verses today, it'll tell you something precisely. You can look at that very same scripture in a week from now, and it may tell you something exactly different. Just exactly like our image. We can look at scripture, we can read. It's just like the old woman that looked in the mirror and said, so, this is the old hag that he's been chasing. Yeah. Always represents somebody else, not us. But we're not gifted. He said there in the scripture, to be doers of the word. The word, as we hear it every week, every day, as we read, gives us instructions to follow, tells us what we need to do, but do we do it? Or do we just, as soon as we have read it, we have got the message, we turn around and walk away back to the old routine, not adhering one thing that we have been taught. He says, be ye doers of the word. What do you mean by that? Be doers of the word. Well, you have to hear the word to know what to do. If you hear the word, and the message is there, we have listened, we have obeyed,
we have become aware of what God wants us to do. In other words, folks, you've been saved. You have made the commitment. You have made the first step. But that is only the beginning. It's just a start. Then he said, be ye doers of the word. God did not call any one of us to be setters. He didn't call us to be bench warmers. He didn't call us for just to be social actively in the community. He didn't call us that. He called us to preach the word of God. Yes, you are a preacher of the word. You may not have a church, you may not stand up before the congregation, but your life you live is more of a preached word than anything that you can do up here. Yes, I can stand up here and I can do a lot of talking. I can say this and that, everything should be just perfect life. But if I walk out that door and act as a heathen into the world, it's all destroyed right here. You see, people look at you. And there's a little poem, and I should have wrote it down, but I didn't. But he said, what is the gospel according to you? Yes. We, each and every one of us, as we preach, you know, it's amazing how people can have like two sides or whatever. We can be also good. As we sit in the congregation of the church, and yes, sirree, I can do this and I can do that, and I'm living right at the foot of the cross. We walk out of the door and we go out there, and everybody we meet is, yes, we just like to wipe our head off. Yes, we just keep mean and nasty. But that same person that you meet in the doors, that little lady, man, over to your favorite store, whatever it is, and you go in there with a chip on your shoulder and you're ready to pick them apart, they're doing their best to please you, well, they're going to sell you something. But if you're there and you're rattling off at them and making just, they can't do anything right to suit you. Yeah. You just get as nasty as you can to them. Well, you done preached a message wrong. Supposing that one that you was talking to, that you was laying out just about right, walks through the door next Sunday. Yes, they walk through the door. They have a seat in the congregation. They look over at you and say, I see you. Yeah, doers of the word. You know, sometimes somebody's out there in the world that you'll run across that are maybe just right on the edge. Right on the edge of who knows what. Falling off the deep end. Maybe even commit suicide. Maybe are ready to just give up. And you walk in and start laying them out. And you thank you, Lord, for that. No. No, no. But if you could show just a little bit of love, if you could open up that old stony heart, look on the situation and sense, because God will give you the sense to know that that person is in need. If you can just give them a little smile. And may even say, well, God loves you. That may be all it takes. And you know, that may be just what turned that person around. That may be just the reason. And if you would see that person walk through your door, after you have lifted them up just a little bit with a smile, with just a kind word, if you see those people walk through your door, They're not going to have to look over and say, there's the guy that laid me out. No, they're going to look over and say, there's the person that showed me love when I needed it. There's the person that helped me when I was down. There's the person that picked me up when I was falling. Yes, doers of the word, not just hearers only. Yes, it's beautiful to hear the word of God. It's beautiful to hear how good God is to us. Yes, it's wonderful to hear that. But don't let it die there. Be ye doers of the word, not just hearers. Be doers of the word. Because God called every one of us for a purpose. And it surely wasn't just to sit on the bench. It surely wasn't just to fill a pew. It wasn't just to be a good social person in the community. No. He says, be ye fruitful and multiply. The fruit, yes. You can plant fruit every day. James was writing this letter. He said, lay apart all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. There's no doubt in my mind that there's not a soul in here this morning that hasn't committed to Jesus Christ. Yes. But he goes on. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso, listen to that 25th verse there. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Wow. The blessings of God comes from the doers of the word. The doers of the word receives the blessings of God. Not just passed on. He just waits. He just waits. Believe me. There are so many peoples out there, and I have. Sometimes I get in trouble. But I have made it a point to tell someone, hey, you look good this morning. Right. Or, wow. Anything.
Even if you had to lie a little bit.
Yeah, some of these people are, they're not easy to. It's like I always tell them, I do lie a little. If you can make someone's day just a little bit brighter by something you do or say to them, praise God for it. He will bless you beyond measure. And it just might be that you've turned someone around from jumping off of the deep end, going on drugs, or even committing suicide, this, that. You may just turn them around that they seek the face of Jesus. Wouldn't it be wonderful if when we reach the other side and we go face to face with Christ himself, if he would look at us and say, you remember the day that you walked into the, I won't say Walmart, I'll say Kmart, and you met that person there that was really down, and you just give them a little compliment. You just smiled and said, well, God loves you. Do you remember that day? turned that person to me. Wouldn't it be wonderful to hear Christ say, be ye doers of the word, and not just hear only. Father, with that word, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us, oh God, to be a part of your service. And we pray, Lord, that you would just take us, each one, oh God, and use us, Lord, that we might just feel in our heart just a love that goes beyond all these negative things that we see in the earth, all these things that people would throw at us, and be able to say, well, God loves you. Give us the courage to stand, but let us most of all, Father, just be doers. Doers of the word that you have left us, and not just hearers of them. Help us, O God. We thank you and we praise you for all things in your holy name.